Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology speaking with you, and we are three astrologers who get together, speak on the phone, talk about what's going on in the sky, talk about how that has something to do with what's going on around us and within us, and pretty much that's what it's about. So, my name is Mark Waltz, and I'm speaking to you from New York City. Also in New York City is...
Ann Ortley, and I'm here at my bright red desk after a wonderful meal, cooking. Practice cooking, it was great. Yeah. And I hear Heather.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota.
Okay.
Where it is very cold, but I gather nowhere near as snowy as it is on the East Coast.
No, we've been having... We've been having the snow.
Yeah, it's snow, but it hasn't been unmanageable at all. Not here. I think Boston, it's a lot tougher, and along the coast in Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's
where they stick out into the ocean. They got blasted.
Where they stick out of the... I remember being in Rhode Island in 1978 when we had 3 feet of snow out the window and it took us 5 days to get unstuck. So we've had that in North Dakota, but only once or twice. And the first winter we got here, it was that bad. But global warming is noticeable here in Minnesota. It's considerably warmer than it used to be.
Mm.
Is it? But, you can really feel the difference?
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's good news.
I know the statistics. Are, yeah, I mean, winters are milder for us, but it's harder on the ecosystem here. The plants are used to being in deep freeze for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but the mosquitoes are happier.
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple of years ago. It was so it was so cold that none of the mosquitoes died. So there were like gazillions on Fire Island. You know.
Mhm. Mhm. That it is pretty bizarre how it can be. So how it's we've had some really interesting Mercury retrograde events lately. The plane that went down into the airport yesterday. I hear there was a train crash just north of the city yesterday that killed seven people.
Yes.
Now, most of the time I see it's people ask, oh, is it dangerous to travel? I say, not really more than usual. But the accidents that happen seem more bizarre, more like very strange twist of fate. Do you know anything about the train crash north of the city?
I don't think they've determined why, but a woman was driving a Jeep, and she got past the crossing gate. And got out of her car for a moment and got back in and ended up being on the track when the train arrived. So, but exactly how or why is not yet known.
Right.
But it was.
It's a really
not a
nasty
good crash.
Crossing. We had. When I used to commute to Pepsi. It was there's a cemetery there, and it's a big flat crossing, you know, with the little guys. There's no station. It's like a whistle stop. You stop off to visit the dead people. No place to park. Not a commuter line, and it really is. You know, it's very desolate. So, kind of weird, weird space. You know, it's a weird stop because there's all these dead people.
And that's
it's a huge funeral.
In the Facebook page for my high school closed down the year after I graduated, oh, so many years ago. And recently someone has been posting all these old photographs. They figured out how to get the negatives into a digital formula. And we're just all flooded with images and comments and correcting misunderstandings that happened 30-some years ago. And 40, and you know, we just today spent some time with, you know, seeing who had died since then and how had they died and who was murdered and, you know, all those stories, and you know, that's so the strange desolateness. Mercury retrograde can really send us into the past.
Mm-hmm.
And with Venus and Mars in Pisces, it's been such an emotionally squishy couple of weeks.
Yes.
I'm feeling so many people coming like, why am I can do nothing? Why am I just sitting here in a puddle? I said, well, you're right on time. You're right on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Right where you're supposed to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Puddle time.
Mm.
It really is.
And I think that's one of the great gifts of astrology, don't you, that we give ourselves permission to be where we are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you're sitting and looking at it, you're going, wow, this is exactly what's happening. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're not saying, you know, beat the dead horse. You're not saying, I should be doing, you know, launching that new project right now. Yeah, it'll be time for that in March.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be focusing on floating on the ocean because that's all I can really handle right now. I'm not in the mood for anything other than floating on the ocean. And I think, you know, if we, or you know, you find, I mean, you just, the week gets away from you. I'm like, I don't know how it got to be Wednesday night, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's just, time is really, with the water, Mars in
a
water sign, it's just been, it's either you're puddled in a pool and crying, or you're floating really fast down the river and going, okay, can I have things, can I hop ashore? I have things to do here. So it's really weird. You know, it's definitely not an easy, not an easy time for a lot of people too. You know, we have a couple people dying in the astrology community.
Yeah.
And I have a friend whose sister is passing, and you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on, a lot of departures, a lot of.
You have a
Mars sister Pisces. Passing? I think it's people are just really exhausted too.
You know,
people are like, I'm so tired, I just want to go home and go to bed. It's like, yeah, go home and go to bed.
Right.
You know,
and
that's energy level.
That's why a lot of you know, elderly people leave right before springtime, because it is that quiet time of the year, and there's just not much ambient energy feeding into us to support us. And so if our reserves are low, we need to take good care of our health during this time.
The light is, the sun is at its detriment now too, which means it just doesn't have a lot of spare stuff to go around. We don't, they
but
don't,
they,
it's kind of,
right.
Yeah.
But starting on February 19th, when Mars goes into Aries, February 18th, 19th, 20th, Venus goes into Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we do our workshop on March 7th and 8th, it'll be just cooking off the charts.
Right, everybody will be in the mood to learn new stuff, right?
You want to talk a little bit about the workshop?
Yeah,
YouTube?
Totally. Google, if you can't find it on our website, Google Reading Relationships Eventzilla, and it'll pop up. You'll see a picture of Heather, Mark, and I. And we're doing the workshop on the 7th and 8th of March in New York City. We've got a hotel information there if you're coming in from out of town. We did one last year, which was chart reading A to Z, and it was well received. I think people really learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be segmented by, you know, user group or age. You kind of self-describe where you are in the process. So it'll be something for everybody. The advanced, the middle, and the babies. But, you know, at least know basic astrology. Know how to say, this is my sun. I know what that means. And then feel free to join us.
My moon and my Venus.
This is my
and
room,
it will, and we will really be giving you some solid tools to look at both your what is interesting to you in relationship, how you work, what's your love map, and how you can better understand the people around you, what they need in relationship, and how to navigate the relationship between the two charts.
Right.
And, you know, I think this is some of the most powerful tools, both for love and for business partnerships and for complex friendships. And for family patterns, it, you know, it's one of the most useful tools for people just to look at the difference between the charts and navigate. If you're a budding astrologer, that's going to be one of the questions you get the most. You know, what's going on with me and this person?
Right.
Or why am I having trouble
with me,
in love?
What's going on? Yeah, because that's, you know, people, as my old astrology instructor used to say, people don't come to you when they're having a happy time in love. They call when there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to talk to them about what the client is having or what their partner is going through, it just is incredibly useful. Plus, for your own sake, you know, to be able to, okay, your sister's driving you crazy. What the heck's going on with her? And then you kind of can look. You can look and say, oh, that's what's happening. No wonder they're crabby. And figure out how to adapt to it and actually help the energy. That's, I think, my favorite part about astrology is it's a helpful tool. I remember learning it and thinking, why don't we learn this in first grade, like reading or math? This would be so helpful to know, oh, your Mars is in Aries, so when you're upset, you're going to pick a fight. Oh, your Mars is in Pisces. When you're upset, you're going to swim away and want to hide. You know, fish respond differently than bulls or rams. So, you know, talking and understanding how someone's chart affects yours and interacts with yours, really, really helpful.
Yeah.
And also because we continually repeat the patterns we learned when we were a child, you can look and see, is this did I just pull in my mother again or my father again to learn some new lesson? You know, what am I learning here, you know? Those archetypal patterns that we live with all of our lives. But it's a fun class, and we extended the early bird registration through Valentine's Day because we haven't really been talking a whole lot about it, and we wanted to offer it to people and say, you know, come with the discount and join us. So.
And one of the questions people had is, could we set up a Facebook page so that people coming in from out of town could connect and possibly find rooms together and things like that?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we might be doing something along that line.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure.
Well, the hotels are in there. I mean, if people know that they're coming, you know, if we have people that we know are looking for rooms and stuff, that can help. Yep, totally.
Yeah,
good idea.
We can.
So what are we seeing this week?
I mean, conceivably could happen on the Access Astrology page. Pardon?
What are we seeing in the what are we seeing as far as the week goes? See, Mercury goes retrograde and I can barely talk.
Yeah.
I have to say this has been a mean retrograde, if I do say so myself. I almost dropped my cell phone in the toilet today. I just feel very like,
man.
Missing things, finding things, going, oh, my God, did I make a plane reservation to there? I didn't. Yeah, Mercury retrograde for sure.
Yeah,
it's
someone
also
just made
moon.
A plane reservation for me and made it entirely wrong. So
right.
I now
right.
have.
It's like, right. Yeah. You have, when, you have to fly when you don't want to.
I was supposed to stay another 4 days in England, and now I have to either pay for an extra ticket on the way back or leave 4 days early.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, it's again the part of the process of that Mercury retrograde is bringing along. You know, I made the mistake of trusting a chain of communication, and I would say the less you play telephone and tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody, the better.
Right.
The more you get, the more you keep it direct and clean and clear, the
easier.
And double confirm and check along the way, the better.
Right.
Yeah, the
right.
problem with the long string is it's very hard to double check.
Exactly.
And the shorter the string, the easier it is to check and see what happened to that message.
It is.
Yeah.
Even if it got delivered.
Yeah. And I'm hearing with. Yes, we do. Wasn't it gorgeous out there?
Right next, right next to Jupiter. It's nice
by
and
Jupiter.
Big and juicy.
Right.
And it came out last night and it was gorgeous. Jupiter up there, and it is takes us back to the summer of 2013, August of 2013, and what was going on then, and it kind of invites that, and then it takes us back to last May and what was going on then, when it was or July timeframe when it was the opening square, and then now it's the full moon, and then the closing square will be. In the time of Scorpio, 10 months hence. So our job with this is to kind of look at the bigger developmental cycle. So think about what was going on for you in the summer of 2013. I know that was my Saturn return. I was in Philly at the NCGR conference. So, and then, they all were conference-y things for me. So today I found myself working on conference stuff, and I'm like, oh, it's that conference aspect, you know. It's Leo, it's Aquarius, it's on the world axis, it's my rising sign. Hello, Anne. So so kind of think where you were, what you were working on, because that story culminates. So that's the thing I noticed about this lovely full moon and the aspects of the week.
Yeah, I felt it was so huge. I mean, you can just see it glowing there in the sky, and and it's opposed to sun, so it's a tendency to think we can do more than we can, to overdo things. And I've been noticing overworking, overscheduling, over-worry, over-faith, you know, overdoing things.
Expect that to continue through Friday, because you got your Jupiter opposing the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
right.
A powerful thing.
So
and
Jupiter's lined up with that full moon.
I noticed in the headlines, you know, burning someone up alive on TV, what ISIL did yesterday, was a very full moon in Leo. You know, how can we make this as melodramatic and get the world's attention as much as possible?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think they noticed just what they've brought down on their heads, but... and that it was a very dramatic statement. And that tendency to slip into opera is a part of that Leo full moon.
Mm-hmm. Well, Leo full moons are often opera singers.
Mm-hmm.
The big crescendo at the end and the fat lady or the fat guy sings. And, you know, kind of very dramatic over the top, yeah.
And sometimes we have to do that just to say what we feel, you know, like this is what it feels like to me. But sometimes it's a dramatic overstatement. With the Mercury retrograde in a fixed sign, even if it's positive Aquarius, I'm hearing all kinds of arguments with people that didn't mean to get into an argument, just sort of sideways. They just kind of get stuck on their opinion.
I told you to do this, and if you don't do it, I'm not, you know, it's kind of, I mean, Facebook posts are like out of control. And it's kind of like, I told you to do this. I'm not going to do it for you. And it's like, maybe the person doesn't know how to do it. You know?
Right.
These are the rules of this Facebook page. And I'm like, yo, take a chill pill, honey.
Seriously.
Know, it's just very, people are a little crazy right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take it personally. Just go, oh, they're a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And they may not know how to double post on Facebook. I mean, when she was explaining it, I'm like, I don't know how to do that. You know, so, and I'm reasonably techie. So, but I do watch the dogmatism of a Mercury in Aquarius is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty dogmatic little sign there.
So you notice if things start getting uncomfortable with your beloveds, that you may have just kind of got stuck, and everybody's just feeling a little resistant. And breathe and ask yourself, what's your priority? And smile. When Mercury's retrograde, sometimes our hearts can communicate, but our heads cannot. So kind of smile, love, and hold hands, and just shut up for a few minutes. And see if you can, once the energy is reconnected, then it's easier to go back to the issue and try to understand one another.
Okay, so are you suggesting they tell them to shut up or just hold their hand and go shush?
Yes. Good question. Good question. Tempting as it may be, because Aquarius can get very righteous, if you are the one that should probably be quiet for a few minutes and listen and hold still and just not just say listen, try to communicate without the words and listen to the without the words underneath.
Well, my readings have been very different because people have been coming in going, okay, this is what I want to talk about. And I'm like, okay. Like, got it. What do you want to cover? Cool. Totally cool. No worries. And so it's been kind of interesting because people have been much more like, okay, I want to take charge of it. I'm like, yeah, totally. It's your reading. You get to tell me what you want me to do.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I can talk for a whole hour. So if you don't tell me to shut up, I'll talk about what I think is important. But if you've got an agenda, talk to me about it. So, yeah, it's definitely, it's the world a little cranky. And, of course, this week when the Sun-Jupiter opposition, it's in stark relief. And also, as we have that, we also have the moon in Virgo opposite Mars in Pisces. So Thursday, Friday can be a little crabby. People can just be feeling like, you know, this is really not working for me. And then they get nice again on the Libra moon, but, you know, it's kind of just take a break and go out and walk around the backyard or something, or around the block at the office, because there is a cranky energy.
There is. And, again, self-care and you know, how do we refine ourselves without being hard on ourselves? With that Virgo moon in the post-full moon crash can be very self-critical. And maybe a time to really tend the gentle health. Don't focus on your little ills and complaints. Focus on what makes you feel healthy and embodied.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling us about a cooking class that you took today?
I did. We went, you know, I have these friends I do adventures with. So and I, my New Year's resolution this year was, instead of working all the time, I'm going to have an adventure a week. That's the plan. I mean, it hasn't happened, but that's the goal. And so this was a cooking with greens with Candace Kumai, who was, I guess, on Top Shelf or Onion Chef or something like that. I don't really know the cooking shows. But it was really good. We had kale lasagna with mushrooms and onions in this wonderful sauce. And what you do there is you go and you cook it and you make it and you eat it. You know, so it's really fun. So you're cooking. So we had cookie dough ice cream made with frozen bananas and almond milk and other things in it. That one was okay. That wasn't great. And then we had Brussels slaw, Brussels sprouts with pears and walnuts and gorgonzola cheese and a mustard vinaigrette. And then we had quinoa and peas and beans and a few other things and a salad that was with a like a sesame oil. Really good. Yeah. Was seaweed.
Delicious.
It was great. And, you know, it's just kind of like you're cooking and you're chopping and you're chatting and you're eating and you're, you know, everybody gets up and we all share stirring and we all share, we get knife techniques. You know, it's fun. And, you know,
but see, that
you
was a nice mix of the Aquarius group collection and the Venus and Mars and Pisces needing that Virgo balance. Like, how do we gently use our health? I hear, Mark, you're doing a knee workshop coming up.
Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, wonderful. Yep. I mean, gentle restorative yoga for the knees.
Yeah, and some of it, restorative and some more active things to build strength and adjust alignment, a lot of things. Knees are pretty tricky. A lot of people have trouble with knees, so it's good to know.
It's like
what
that is. Difficult joint in the body because it's a very weird structure to it.
So I'm
really proud. And how could they find out about that if they want to reach you?
Oh, the workshop. Actually, check with the Integral Yoga Institute in New York. And it's all listed, Integral Yoga Institute. It's actually, if you go to IYINY.org and look under workshops, and there it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Good. So
it's good stuff. Yeah, so I think it's a busy week, and I think for folks just to realize, once the Mars gets out of Pisces and Mercury goes direct, everything kind of calms down. But really, if you need to take to your bed, it's not a bad thing. And you're really not escaping the world. I keep getting all excited because there's these snow days. Every time you turn around, Monday's off. I'm like, oh, it's snowing again. Yay. You know, so I woke up Monday morning and they were closing everything. I'm like, oh, I love this. So it's very cool. We like snow days. I think we should have one every week, personally, without the snow, just we don't have to go to work.
Right. Forget the snow.
Forget the snow just to get to hang off. So it's cool. So, you want to take callers? We've got a few more
on
the
line. Yes, we should.
We got
Let's
callers?
Take one.
Good.
We got callers. Okay. We will go for 416-419, 1212. You're on the air. Can we help? 416?
Hi there.
419. Hi.
How can we help
Hello.
You?
Hi there. It's the 1978 June 6th.
Hang on. June 6th, 1978. Okay.
And I was born in Hungary.
And what time?
It's K-E-C-S, K-E-M-E-T.
Right. What time?
It was 1:15 p.m.
1:15 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your chart's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do for you?
I'm wondering if you can tell me something, you know, in terms of career and or personal love life coming up.
What's your specific question? Because you've asked that before.
Well, I am still, you know, trying to gain direction in terms of what my next course of action would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rebuilding my career, because it just seems like it's been just a hit and miss ever since I, you know, began exploring it. And
mm-hmm.
I keep on.
And
you know,
your career again is?
Well, I was in the wellness business, like fitness
mm-hmm.
and weight loss and all that, but it seems like either it's no longer what I should do, or it should be redone, or a different
mm-hmm.
way of going about it.
Well, mm-hmm. about 4 months ago, your progressed moon conjunct Pluto, and that was sort of a death and rebirth of your public self.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto is still, your progressed moon is still sitting in this very unsettled place at 17 degrees
mm-hmm.
Of Libra. And it's coming up to square your progressed sun in about 3 months. So it feels like you're still deeply questioning. You know, your natal Venus is at 18 Cancer. So, you know, you're not in an easy time where there's a lot of karmic work and just walking through it and plugging through it and trying different things. But you're able to juggle many things at once better than most people with the sun and moon in Gemini. With the Libra rising, you're able to do so many different things together. And, you know, in this experimental phase, you know, I wouldn't give up on your dream of being in the health business. It looks
mm-hmm.
like, but I would say, you know, your specialty is communication about that rather than
yeah.
necessarily hands-on healing.
Yeah. And, you know, what's happening is because of the frustration and just trying too hard and, you know, like being just worried and nervous about finances. It's like I had a part-time
mm-hmm.
job, but I was so nervous that I actually got fired after 3 months because I was
mm-hmm.
too nervous and my nervousness made me so clumsy. And despite
mm-hmm.
of being so talented, it's just I'm falling apart.
Now, you're
and
a natural translator with sun,
mm-hmm.
moon, and Mercury in Gemini, and that can run so much nervous energy. But
mm-hmm.
you work translating language. You translate people's conditions to one to another. So if you're in the healing industry, who's on the table now is you. How do you use, you know, you don't really have any authenticity in your work if you don't use it on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you really help yourself through stress? Because that's your first job as somebody, as a health and
yeah.
wellness coach, is how do you help
mm-hmm.
them through stress? So you're the first person on your table. And then
yeah.
how do you use your ability to communicate and to translate? And it may be quite literally translating languages for a while, because you're bilingual,
mm-hmm.
aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So how can your bilingualness really be part of your gift to this work while you're building up and you're experimenting with what helps your health so that you can carry that into your work?
Hmm.
Mark and Ann, what do you say? We've got very little time left. I want to make sure she gets input from everybody.
I think knowing that this next month and a half, you are going to feel really anxious because Uranus is going to come
mm-hmm.
and activate the Pluto and the Mars and activate the Venus. So a lot of the energy of your chart, it's undergoing
mm-hmm.
major changes. And,
mm-hmm.
we, you know, the universe,
mm-hmm.
we always kind of think forward, 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 forward. And that sometimes we have to go back or we have to kind of punt because the universe
mm-hmm.
is saying, no,
mm-hmm.
we want you focusing on this. So don't be frustrated
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't feel like it's moving, because right now there's just
mm-hmm.
so much instability in your chart. It may be that
okay.
your focus is just to take care of yourself. Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, basically allow yourself to enjoy the instability and, you know, keep sort of juggling with everything that comes along and don't expect that you're going to get permanent answers right now. But you'll find things that you weave into the what you're making as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the person.
You know, there's
trust
so
myself.
Much going on in your chart that, it, you know, it really, the goal is just to kind of stay afloat. and and just know you're not swamped. But that right now there's so much turbulence. Don't think about, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. Just kind of live in the moment and pay attention to what's immediately before you and focus on that, because that will help with all the nervous anxiety that, you know, that made you lose your last position. So, and on that note, the British lady has spoken, so
we
have to go. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck with it.
Okay.
Keep us posted. And just hang in there the next couple months, because the next couple months for everybody are very crazy. And we're focusing on our vision of where we're headed. So, Ann Ortley signing off from my bright red desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from New York, from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You
want to
be with us in New York.
I do.
We'll see you soon.
Great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Take care.
All right, folks. See you all next week. Bye.